Shawn Mendes' birthday today. Turns 19. Young Achievers. Oh man, that's young. It is Gaundy and Ash, just gone 7:42 here at CFM. It is locked in. Usain Bolt, let's take a listen to the man's message. He's coming to the coast.
Hi guys, Usain here. I just want to say thanks to everybody at the Central Coast Mariners for giving me this opportunity to play professional football in the A-League. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to prove that with hard work, anything is possible. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to come here and do my best. Watch out, I'm on the way. Remember, I don't think limits.
And like a proud football father, Sean Mellencamp, CEO of the Mariners, happy getting it over the line. Morning, mate.
Hey, mate, how you doing? All right, going well?
Yeah, we're well. And, mate, it's great to hear that this is locked in, because I'm starting to wonder, like, we needed an update from Usain himself, and we're hearing it, words out of his mouth, he's coming to the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. We went through a couple of weeks there where we wanted to build some suspense and intensity, and worked in well. It's going great.
So it's not, there is no defining training plan that you guys are doing in terms of how long he's going to be here for.
Yeah, so that's what's changed. So since we last spoke about it, rather than having a defined 6-week trial or anything like that, where it's all sort of make or break, this was about, all right, the role for the Central Coast Mariners is to develop Usain Bolt into a professional footballer. That could take 3 weeks. That could take 6 months. So let's not put a limit on that.
And
let's
actually, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of hard work to go, but he's so determined. He's so passionate about it, and he really believes. And when someone like that believes, it's impossible not to believe with
him. I mean, that just sort of makes me feel like tomorrow I could be like, hey, I'm feeling like I want to be a soccer player. Do you mind if I come to your team?
Oh, look, I tell you what, you put in the hard work. Yeah, send us
your you're going to put me on a Blooming training thing, aren't you? You're going to give me 6 weeks to prove myself.
6 years.
And then you'll turf me.
Hey, look, I coach a women's team up at Carryong. I can get you on there. I can get you a run.
They're always looking for players, Paul.
I want to be in the A-League.
Well, we're trying to get that women's team in the A-League as well for the Mariners. So.
Absolutely. This could all work. This could all work. Don't think limits. Don't think limits. Don't get going.
Exactly. Like Bolt says, you could be number one ticket holder at least for that.
Potentially.
For that team once it gets in. Hey, now, we're talking about Usain and where he's going to live on the coast and all that kind of stuff. He's not going to be living in Sydney, is he? He's going to be here on the coast.
Yeah, that's right. That was an important part. Mike Mulvey has put in for all our players that they're going to live on the Central Coast, and there's no difference here for Usain, so it's exciting. He'll be here.
Where can Usain live?
Yeah, my house.
You're pitching for Matcham, I know that.
Yep.
I'd take the Peninsula if I can get it from him, but what, it'd be like a Terrigal penthouse or somewhere.
Look, I'm sure that someone of Usain he's probably not going to be up at Carryong near me, so we'll see where he goes.
I just picture Usain kicking around Erin Affair, doing his shopping down there at Woolies or whatever it is. Like, he's full-time, no entourage or anything like that, just dedicated
to the football.
He's
coming alone with none of the...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was really important. Regalia. So we really wanted to make sure that he is just like the other players, comes in like that. So there's no big entourage that's coming. Of course, we'll have to have some basic, simple things in place, but I think it's all going to be okay.
So when does the training start? When does he hit the track?
So he lands on the 18th of August, and then first training session 21st of August, and that'll be another big day of news.
I feel like,
I've got to get this Jamaican jerk chicken happening now so that it's ready, the flavours are infused. Do you know if he's a dessert kind of guy?
I have absolutely no idea, but I can ask him.
Yeah, we've got to get down to the bottom of this because he's coming to dinner at mine.
Ash has put together a menu for Usain as we speak. Hey, I'm thinking, do we do some sort of Bolt bus to the airport to pick up Usain, or a Usain train?
Usain train has some good names.
Yeah, we did it with Garcia, didn't
we? Gaundy's harebrained ideas.
Well, when Garcia came to the coast, we sent a crew there to pick him up. Can we do the same with Usain, the Usain train?
I reckon we put this in play. I reckon we have a look at it.
Okay. I mean, you're saying that he needs to be more like the people on the Seni Coast. None of this hoo-ha, none of this limousine stuff. So,
that's why he's called himself Ian. He's Aussie Ian Bolt.
Yes! That's right!
All right, mate. Well, we can't wait for Usain to arrive. I do see. So he's here on the 18th. My Bucks party's on the 25th, so if he wants an invite to that, he's
in. His birthday's on the 21st.
His birthday's the 21st
as
well.
Did you know that?
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
We got some great stuff in the calendar for Usain Bolt. Don't worry about that. We can't wait for this, Sean. All the best with it for the rest of the morning. And Usain Bolt locked in on the coast. Happy days, mate.
Good stuff. Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.